IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints and Analysis and Elaboration on the thoughts and speeches of the leader of the Muslim Ummah, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Ali and Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, thanks for inviting.
You're welcome, brother. And Brother Ali, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Very welcome again to the program, Viewpoints on the speeches and the important points addressed by the leader of Iran and the leader Muslim of the Muslim Ummah, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Today we want to talk about an important topic. Here and there on different speeches, the leader of Iran addressed about the comprehensiveness of the religion of Islam, that Islam is a religion which can be useful for both the other world and this world. So it covers most of the dimensions and the aspects of the practical life of all the people around the world. First of all, let's start with the very definition of the comprehensiveness of the religion of Islam, Brother Ali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. I think before we enter this discussion on the comprehensiveness of the religion, we need to look at the concept of the religion itself to see what we mean by deen or religion in general. So what is our definition of religion first? There are many definitions for the religion, but we can look at it as a program, a set of, let's say, instructions and teachings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through prophets to prepare the guidance of the mankind on the scene of the earth. But this prosperity, this happiness is not going to just look at the material aspect of human needs and dimension, but also it actually looks at even spiritual needs and also the prosperity in both worlds. That's and right. Happiness of the human being in both worlds.
Okay, and by this religion we mean the religions that have been revealed to prophets
of
Allah,
as I said,
and not the new modern religions, because we have so many definitions of the religions nowadays.
Definitely. Okay. We are talking about the religions that has been revealed and has been sent by Allah, yes, subhanahu wa ta'ala through the prophets.
Through the prophets.
The prophets, right, who have been appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself.
Yes.
So this is the religion that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created mankind and has already thought about what to the program that they need for their whole life. I mean, whether materially or spiritually.
That's right.
To actually prepare them for both lives, for this world and the next world.
That's right.
So if we accept on this definition, then let's talk about the comprehensiveness of this religion. So
especially
why
the religion
this,
of Islam we are talking about.
Yeah, specifically. Inna din inda Allah al-Islam. If we say that, if we are talking about religion, we talk about Islam. It does not mean that the religion in previous prophets was named Islam necessarily. But there was no actually definition, there was no discrepancy among the fundamentals of the religion among the previous prophets and the Khatam al-Nabiyyin, the last prophet of God, that is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why do we
I ask this question?
Okay, sure.
And then we'll get back to on the comprehensiveness, because before that you get to the very true definition of Islam. The question now is here, Sayyid Mohsen, is really Islam not different from its previous religions? Or no, only the title as a submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices to call the previous religions as Islam too?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, Islam means to be like submit in front of Allah, yes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are Muslim. One of the meanings of Muslim is the one who submits.
That's right.
And as the brother has mentioned, there is a verse in the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, "Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam." that certainly the religion in the eyes of Allah or near Allah is Islam. When we talk about Islam, we say that all the prophets, they were the preachers of Islam, and it was the followers who named religion differently after them. For example, the Prophet Jesus did not came with the Christianity.
That's right.
The Prophet Moses did not came with the religion named, for example,
Judaism.
Judaism.
That's right.
So they came to take everyone towards monotheism. They were the preachers of monotheism, and Islam is also a religion of monotheism.
Yes.
So actually, the religions were the same. Every prophet called people towards one God and to worship one God, and they were against worshiping idols, or there are many other examples. But it was the followers who named them. And later, because these names became famous,
yes,
or popular amongst the people,
that's right.
That's why in the Quran, Allah is referring towards the Judaism and Christianity, or the other religions. So like polytheist, or there are other categories of people. So when we talk about the religion, it is definitely, it was Islam. And that's why it is said Islam is a comprehensive religion.
Yes.
That from Adam alayhi salam, the first man on the earth, till the last person, it is the Islam who will guide people, who will take people, who looks at the at their social life, at their individual life, from all aspects. It is the Islam who is answerable to all the questions.
So when we say Islam is the most comprehensive religion, I mean Islam that was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Prophet Muhammad specifically, we mean that this religion or this Sharia has become more complete and complete, yes, after the previous
Sharia. It's the final version. The way, okay, you know, we have mobile phones, it updates every year.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, the religion was gradually,
that's right,
been sent, okay, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
that's
over,
right,
the prophets.
That's,
and
right,
the final and complete,
okay,
we can say, shape or the, mm-hmm, picture of the Islam or the religion from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
that's right,
is the Islam that we technically call it as Islam.
Okay.
Today.
So, Sayyid, you said that gradually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this complete form of religion to the people and finally called Islam. So couldn't be the most comprehensive one from day one? I mean, one religion for all?
It was. It is. It's basically, it depends on the capacity of the people. You know, when a child is born, the education system is there. Okay?
That's right.
But the child, when it becomes like 5 or 6 years old, he goes to the grade 1 and then 2, then 3. And gradually, by the time when this kid or this human is going towards the perfection, or he's becoming adult, or, you know, older and older, the more things are imposed, or the more things are, you know, said to him, or he learns more things. The teaching is basically, you know, you do not teach the one who is at grade 10. So there is no defect in the religion itself or the education system, the way I gave example. It's the human himself, that he gradually, basically, he has all the potential, but obviously he has to learn things one by one. And Allah do not impose everything at one person from the day one.
That's
because,
right,
it was very hard. Similarly, okay, it's the same as, you know, you take a grade one kid and you put him in a class which is for grade 10.
That's
so
right.
He cannot absorb everything. It's the fault from our side, basically.
But it does not necessarily mean that the Arabs, I mean the,
yeah,
the jahil, ignorant Arabs at the time of Prophet Muhammad were the complete learners. No.
No, it's
maybe one of the miraculous aspects of the religion of Islam being complete and comprehensive.
And according to the science, according,
yeah,
to the sciences,
yes,
according to the, you know, the other aspects like technology of,
yes,
that time.
Okay.
The human has basically advanced in some certain, we can,
yes,
say, like fields. And then it was the time. And now, since we have seen after the Islam when it was completed in the Prophet, we are even more advancing.
That's
that,
right,
we had Baghdad as the house of Hikmah.
Yes, Darul Hikmah.
Darul Hikmah.
That's right.
So the house of Hikmah, house of wisdom.
Yes.
And we have seen the peak of knowledge,
mm-hmm,
and sciences within,
yes,
Islam.
Yes.
There are many people who are the father of many sciences.
Yes.
Jabir ibn Hayyan, and there,
that's,
are other,
right,
examples as well.
Okay.
So it was the human itself, like, basically.
Yes. It shows Islam is really a religion for peace and life. Okay, Brother Ali, let's get to you and let's get back to the very basic question that is the criteria for calling the religion of Islam the most comprehensive one. What are those criteria?
Yeah, that's a very good question, but we have to see that why are we going to dive into such discussions to see to ask if Islam is a comprehensive religion or not? Because it went without saying that Islam was a comprehensive religion from the dawn of Islam for the Muslims at least. But so what happened that now, for example, at the 14th century, now 14th century after the dawn of Islam, we are coming here, gathering in an assembly and talking about the comprehensive of religion. So it has to actually find the roots of such discussions. The roots of such discussions have to be found in the doubts which have been spread among the Islamic Ummah to say that, for example, Islam is not a comprehensive religion. Anyhow, so there are some views on the comprehensive of religion that we want to look at those, important views on such subject, and then inshallah we shall dive into the exact question of yours. Basically, there are three viewpoints on the comprehensiveness of religion. One, some believe that Islam is a comprehensive religion and everything that people and humanity and mankind needs can be found in the religion. That is from the general issues to the most detailed things. So the next group or the next viewpoint says that only the rules and regulations of personal worship and, let's say, the viewpoints on the personal affairs of humans have been mentioned in Islam, and Islam has nothing to do with the details of, let's say, for example, governorship or the leadership of the Islamic Ummah, and has no rules and regulations for the management of, for example, different affairs of human beings.
So Islam has only a religion for worshipping or something
only,
like that?
It's okay. A personal issue that that actually has guaranteed the happiness of human being for the resurrection day.
Okay.
And it comes only through worship.
This is the second theory. What is the third one?
The third one says that Islam has actually affected all the aspects of one's life, but it is not mentioning all the details of everything. Islam just says the outlines of every issue, but it has a program, it has a say for everything in one's life, but the details are on, are in, for example, the words of the prophets or the imams of the over the imams who succeeded the prophets, or in the, let's say, based on the basis that we take from Islamic teachings, we can deduce those details for every affair.
Okay, we have to discuss this topic, I mean, more about the comprehensiveness of the religion of Islam and the criteria why we call it the most comprehensive one based on the thoughts and speeches of the leader of the Muslim Ummah, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, inshallah, coming session of the program. But thank you very much, Brother Ali and Sayyid Muslim, for this episode.
Thanks to you, Mark.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. You are listening to Viewpoints on IRIB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Also, our YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
The same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong, and I world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life.